My life provides the world an opportunity to see the future in real time, to view the confidence of a winner in a beautiful package. My smile emulates the sun in ways that makes those around me feel the warmth of my love. Joy creates the type of breeze that brings new direction to those that doubt spring is coming. The cooling blue skies that exist in my world are truly infectious. I hate the thought of slumber because it denies me too many moments when I'm not impacting the world. The passion I have for life cannot be contained by the dark clouds of my personal doubts. I have mastered my own negativity in a way that reduces any reduction in my productivity. Now every day is the net profit of my existence. My ball of life bounces off the foundation of obstacles, which were overcome with a smile. I now see the roadblocks as the items that give my reason for living value. My self-worth is discovered in the way that I enjoy bringing happiness to others. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday, East Coast time, 3 p.m. West Coast time, Saturday at 8 p.m. East Coast time, and 5 p.m. West Coast time. This is a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear. It is important that we participate in our world in a way that brings greatness to our existence. It is now time that we make sure that we no longer exist on the sideline, but are fully involved in the game that is going to determine our fate. I look forward to you calling in my show, 657-383-0309, so that your voice is heard without a filter.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, I am feeling a lot of pride today, and it is because today on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, we're going to talk about those African Americans who impacted our lives on a personal level. And there are a number of people who have impacted my life on a personal level. And I want to take this opportunity to share those people with you. You know, we have a history that is just tremendous. And there are a lot of people that we can name who've done some tremendous things that creates pride in ourselves. But sometimes we don't give thanks to those people who truly impacted our lives, who may never be listed in any books, who may never get the thanks that they deserve, but they are just as important, just as great. And even in the list that I have, there are a number of people who've been forgotten because I did not take the time to truly, truly search my memories for the things that they did for me long before
I became an adult. But I want to share the list that I put together today because I think it's important for us to not only talk about the great individuals who impacted our lives that everybody knows or everybody should know, but the great people who impacted our lives who may never get into the history books, who impacted our lives on a personal level to get us to the point that we're at. And I want to participate in the show today by giving everyone the opportunity to say thanks to somebody who is really important to them. Somebody they know that live their life trying to make a difference in the lives of others. And that's something that we're all supposed to be trying to do as I speak. Trying to make a difference in our own lives, in the lives of our relatives, and the lives of those who we don't know. That should be our ultimate purpose. I'm going to take a short break, as I do in the beginning, to give everybody an opportunity to get on the line, because I think this is important for us to share some time together talking about those people who helped us to make a difference in not only our own lives, but the lives of others, and show our appreciation and make sure that their names get heard, because they deserve it. So we'll take a short break and we'll come back and we will talk about the people who've made a difference in our lives.
This song means a lot to me because there was a time in my life when I couldn't love myself enough to love anyone else. But now I'm in love. And for Mary J. Blige, that's rare. Relationships are really, really hard to keep together. But let me explain to y'all what happened to me. Chemistry was crazy from the get-go. Neither one of us knew why. People swore it off as a fate, said we can't be that. Now from top to bottom, maybe that we did that. It's so true that we've been through it. Until you get home,
'cause I can't sleep with her.
Yeah.
is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, I truly believe this is one of the most important shows that I've had over the close to three-year period that I've been on the air. And I just want to say to you guys that it is so important, I say all the time, for us to be honest, upfront, and reflect our true feelings about the things we talk about. And what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about the people who have impacted my life that very few people may know about. And I want to talk about some of the experiences I've had related to why I am so proud to be an African American. And I want you all that call in to share some of those same feelings with the audience, because I think all of us need to reflect on who created the environment that made us who we are, and why did we go about doing the kinds of things that we did to get where we are presently. And those people, I know that one of my callers, I think it was Kathy, one of the Fantastic Four, said, you know, give me my roses as, you know, while I live so I can appreciate them. And that's a very common thought. So I wanted to give some shout-outs to people who played a major role in my life. And some of them may still be here, and I hope that they all will get an opportunity to hear this show, because it is important that they know how great a role I feel that they played in my existence. And this is just a small list. The list can go on and on and on if I go back and really think through the kinds of things that I've gone through and the people who helped me get through to my present point. I first and foremost want to just thank God for blessing me with the mother and father that I had. And I just say to you that they were truly wonderful parents. And my father was a great father, and I just appreciate what he brought to the table. And I can never be thankful enough for the role my mother played in my life. So they both left here far too early, because I needed a lot, much, much longer time to let them know how important they were to me. But I want to talk about the experiences I had and some of the people that I met who I think had a serious impact on who I am. And, you know, we all heard about all kind of different successful people, and we've all met different people, and they all have had an impact. I have not met a host of the historical political people, but I did meet two sports legends in my lifetime who had a serious impact on my life. And I'm sure everybody will know their names. I met Deacon Jones in my house one day. He came to a party that my family was having, and he was a close friend of a close friend to my father named Lester Sears. So I actually, as a child, got the opportunity to shake the hand of Deacon Jones and just be in awe of this man being in my home. And that was a tremendous experience and one that I will never forget, because he went on to continue to be one of the greatest players of the game. And, in fact, I ended up going to a school where he was once a member at South Carolina State. So I followed him to South Carolina State, though he did not finish at South Carolina State. And so it is just amazing to me that this man came into my life and he has played a role in my thought process from such an early on point. The other famous person that I met who was just, you know, who I wanted to emulate and be so much like and be so proud and committed to my race was Muhammad Ali. He came to visit Orlando, and I was fortunate enough to go to the store that he was at and get an autograph signed by Muhammad Ali, and he recently passed away, and he was just a tremendous individual in my life, and I was so pleased and happy to say that I met him when he came to visit Orlando. So those are two of the people that I met that were just tremendous forces in my life. And I appreciate what they brought to the table and how they inspired me from a distance after we met to just be the greatest person I could possibly be as I open my eyes every day. Now, I'm going to share a couple of people with you, and I hope throughout the month of February we get another opportunity to continue the list going on. And I want us to talk about people who made a difference in our lives, who may not be famous to everybody, but who are famous to me. Now, I first want to start, and I'm going to give a couple, and then I'm going to ask everybody to chime in and give everybody an opportunity to just talk about the impact that certain African-Americans made in their lives on a personal level. Now, there are great African-Americans who I've never known, but I want to just discuss the people who actually made an impact in our lives. And I'm going to start off with Kelvin Perry. Kelvin Perry was my high school football coach. And I left middle school knowing that I wanted to go to Jones High School, which was the first black high school in Orlando. It was a high school that my father went to, so I knew I wanted to go to Jones High School. I wasn't sure if I was going to play football because I played football and basketball, and I wrestled, and I did all kind of things. But I had choices. And I went to practice at Jones prior to school starting, and boy, I had never practiced so hard in my life. And after practicing so hard for a couple of days, I stopped going to practice. I told myself, look, I'm going to just play basketball. I am not going to play football. I'm just going to play basketball. And so I stopped coming to practice. Didn't tell my parents. Didn't tell, you know, it's a decision I made because I knew if I told my parents that there might be a disagreement or argument, so I just didn't go to practice, and I thought that was going to be it. I thought nobody was going to say anything. I didn't come to practice, so they weren't going to let me be on the team when I didn't come to practice. When I got to school the first day, Coach Kelvin Perry saw me in the hallway, and he said, "Deshae, why haven't you been coming to practice?" I said, "Coach, I decided I'm just going to play basketball." I'm not going to literally tell you exactly what he told me. But he told me if I didn't have my at football practice this evening, he knows something. I didn't go home and tell my parents. I didn't go tell the principal. I didn't go tell any teacher. I went to football practice. And I am so thankful that that man did not allow me to walk around them hallways and not go to practice. He didn't just allow me to do whatever I wanted to. He just sat quietly and just walked by me like I did not exist. Coach Kelvin Perry knew what was best in my best interest, and he conducted himself in a fashion that made a difference in my life. And I will forever appreciate him coming to me in the hallway and telling me to come to practice. I ended up getting a football scholarship to a school I wanted to attend, South Carolina State University now, instead of a basketball scholarship. And I'm just thankful for him. And there are a lot more people that I need to be thankful for. But I'm saying that is an African-American that I'm proud of because he stepped up. He's the kind of man that took us to church. Our football team used to meet at church every Sunday. We'd go to a different church. And we were a part of the community. He did something that football coaches couldn't do now. Every Sunday we went to a different church because he wanted the community to know that Jones High football team was a part of the community. And that even if you didn't go to Jones High or your child didn't go to Jones High, you need to know that Jones High was your team. You know, and I appreciate that so much. And it is important that we have those kind of people in our lives. There was a man who was in my life who I didn't even, again, who I didn't know well, but I knew he was well-known in our community. His name was Lou Ross. Lou Ross was a huge guy, you know, about as tall as me, and he played for the Buffalo Bills, and he was from Orlando. And this is the man who intervened in my life to make sure that I got an opportunity to go to South Carolina State. And it was just amazing to me that this man would take it on his own to intercede on my behalf to get me at the school that I'm so proud of, the school that has made sure that I can fend for myself and make a living. So I take my hat off to Lou Ross, who was one of the coaches at Jones High School after he stopped playing pro football and that was willing to stick his neck out and speak up for the guys who were at Jones High School and to assist them in getting football scholarships. So another gentleman I have to take my hat off to is Lou Ross, who was a very important part of my life, who made sure that I was able to leave Florida because I was determined to leave Florida because I wanted to see if all the things my parents had taught me truly worked outside of their control. So I needed and wanted to leave the area and test and see if the model that they had installed in my life was truly one that would work long term. I'm going to take a short break, and I want all of you to get prepared. I see we got 5 callers on the line. I want you to be prepared to talk about a few people that intervene in your life that you want to give a shout-out to, who that made a difference in your life, or people you met that were famous people that you truly respect. We want to spend the show talking about people who made a difference in our lives and how important they were.
I am this woman. I am this woman that has set the expectations of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman that does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but create my own destination. I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure. I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those yet to dream to greatness. I am the mother of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth, igniting the love that exists in all men, while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman. I am this woman that ascends the expectation of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman who does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but creates my own destination.
I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure.
I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those to dream.
I am the woman of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth,
igniting the love that exists in all men, while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're going to spend the day and many of the days that are in the month of February playing tribute to those people who were African Americans and who've made a difference in our lives. And I want them to give you the opportunity, those of you who called in, give a personal perspective of what these people did and meant to you. We're going to start off with you, Kathy, on the West Coast. Give you an opportunity to talk about a few people who were African Americans who made a difference in your life, people you had the opportunity or the fortune to meet and who've inspired you, and people who interceded to make you who you are today. Go ahead, Kathy.
Good afternoon, and why are you starting with me first today, of all days? But that's okay. good afternoon, everybody. It's a beautiful day. It's raining. Wind is blowing, and the trees and everything else. But it's still a beautiful day. I was listening to Mr. Deshaies as he spoke on a person that entered into his life and gave him some words that changed his life forever. And I'd like to also recognize a person like that. And her name was Melinda Green. She actually married into the family over 35 years ago. And she began to, every time she saw me, she began to just speak positive words to me and in my life. During the time where I was going down the wrong road, doing things that I was not supposed to and getting into serious trouble, she began to pull me to the side and just tell me about who I was and who God created me to be. And although it didn't take root at that time, my transformation, but I always remember those talks. I always remember the phone calls that she called, and she even had to me to school on several occasions because I would always be in trouble. I got kicked out of one school after another, but she was always there. My mom went, but after a while, my mom got tired and just said, I can't anymore. But Melinda, she stepped into those additional shoes and just began to walk alongside of me during that time. And I'm just ever so grateful to her, even to this day. You know, when she calls, my inside just lights up because of what she did and who she stood for in my time during that season of my life. So I would like to recognize her as a person of interest, a woman of stature, a woman that I put on my wall of influence that impacted my life.
Outstanding, outstanding. Regina, let's go to you next. In South Carolina, Regina?
Yes.
Who is that person African-American that you vividly remember that made such a difference in your life, or some famous people you've met over the years that have inspired you?
Okay, well, of course, in the beginning, I can never leave out my mother, because I watched her as she persevered through a lot of things, as she would rise early to go to work to us. And she would go to work and work all day, then she would come back home, make a lunch for us. We owned our own janitorial company. And she would make a lunch, pick us up from school, and then we would go out to wherever, I mean, to the facility that we were cleaning. We'd have to do our homework. Then we were each assigned bathrooms, and each of these bathrooms had like 10 stalls. But my sister and I, from the age of 10 or maybe like 9 on up until I finished college, we had to, you know, go and work. And we thought it was hard, but it instilled a lot of things in us. Then after I finished college the first time and wasn't successful in finding a job that would really take care of me through my future, my godmother stepped in, and my minister at the church took over my payment for my car insurance, and I worked at a funeral home for my extra money. They made sure that I went back to school to finish to get my degree in education. And so that was what, you know, that lady, my godmother, in fact, today she turned 93 years old. My walk, my talk, my presentation are all modeled after her. Most important information thing that she ever told me, other than get a job so that you could have insurance so that when you get sick you can pay for your bills, was to make sure that when you choose that person that you're going to marry, pretend or think if he were to go away to war and he came back with no legs or no arms, would you love him enough to take care of him? If you can say yes, then that's the man that you want to marry. Now, think about it. I haven't been able to say yes, so I haven't gotten married yet. But that's the advice that she gave me, and it made a lot of sense. So she is, you know, she is one of the other persons. And then the last person that I will say would be Marietta Vandross, who was Luther Vandross's mom. And she told me patience with my child, because the world wouldn't have patience with her. And she encouraged me to have patience with her and to raise her. She said, if I couldn't do it, send her to her. Send my child to her, and she would do it. So those are the people who really influenced me all the way through my life.
Well, thank you, Regina. And it's important that we put those people's names out there in the atmosphere long and in hopes that they'll have the opportunity to hear how thankful and grateful we are for their intervention. Joyce, why don't you go next? Who is it that you met who may have been famous or who has inspired you or someone that only you know that you would like to give a shout-out about who intervened in your life in such a positive way?
Good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I would like to say that my inspiration and someone that I admire, and thank you so much for is Homegrown. And I could say that for my oldest sister, and her name is Kathy Wiedemeyer. We call her Tootsie, or Too Sweet. Our motto for our family has always been that, coming from Mississippi, once you get where you're going, you start off with the oldest person. You always pull the other one up. And she left Mississippi going to Minneapolis after she graduated, not knowing anybody. She made contact with one of my mom's church friends, and they looked after her. And you have to be really bold during that time of the year, not knowing and young and graduating from high school, but you really wanted to make a difference, and you know that you just didn't want to just be, you know, what everybody else, you just was nothing there, hopefully, in Mississippi. So she wanted to do better. And she promised my dad that once she got up on her feet, she'll make sure that she'll pull one of my other sisters and brothers, and she did that. And each one of my sisters and brothers came up that way. First it was Mary Ann. She came to Minneapolis, and then Mary Ann helped my other sisters and brothers. But Tootsie had always reached back to get us, to make sure that she relied and made something out of us and made sure that promise that she promised my dad and my mom that she would do. That's who we are as a family, and that's what we do. So when I got to Minneapolis, I got up there on a scholarship. It was to Concordia College, which is a Lutheran school. We've been Baptist and all, but, you know, when you get a scholarship, you go with it. It's supposed to have been a four-year scholarship, but it turned out to be only just a two-year scholarship because they ran out of money. So from that, I decided to be a stewardess. And I flew, but like every 4 years, my airlines would go on strike. So I could never, ever, what you call, get ahead, because the money that you save, you're going to have to use it to carry you over until the strike is over. So I decided to go back to school, to the University of Minnesota. But having said that, is that that's how we got to be where we are, our sisters and our brothers. And thank God for that, because I think with 9 kids, 6 sisters and three brothers, I think we didn't do bad for ourselves. One thing we can say about, we never been in jail, we've never been locked up, we've always been Christians, we've always done the right thing, but we always relied on each other to pull us up and give us our strength. So my blessings and my thank you goes from inside, not being my mom and my dad, but this is also for my sister Tootsie. I love her so much. She now lives in Las Vegas. We talk together on a daily basis, and when I need strength, besides her and my other sister Audre, and you don't have to be an older person, it could be a younger person, and that other person would be Audre, because she has given me strength to push myself when I just feel like I'm just giving up. So those two are so, so special, and I would like to say thank you, and I love you so much.
You know, it's important for us to share with people the kinds of things that you shared, Joyce, because that's the reason why we are proud people. You know, I'm proud, too, of the fact that I've never gone to jail. I'm proud that that doesn't have to be an option. There are so many African Americans, for whatever reason, believe that jail is just something that has to happen. And so we need to talk about the reasons why it didn't happen and why it doesn't have to happen, so that people can avoid that pitfall. And I know that the people who inspired me helped me to keep myself on the straight and narrow and gave me opportunities. And we need to let their names be known, even though they may not be the most famous people in the world. So it's important that we talk about the people who interceded in our lives and who gave us a hand up so that we can extend our hand to others. Who are the people that you can talk about that made a great difference in your life, and what famous people may you met along the way that have continued to inspire you?
So James, thanks for calling on me last, because
well, you're not.
I got
last,
your text. Okay, thanks. But thanks for calling on me when you did, because one of the persons that I'm about to mention, I wasn't sure if you had called on me earlier, I was going to be able to hold it together. But I think at the top of the list, I want to say that my mother played a tremendous role in my life in helping to mold the person that I actually ended up and turning out to be.
Amen.
Thank you. It would have been rough at first for me to express that, because through the times of my drug addiction, and I want to also thank the format being brutally honest, because that's the only way I can be in the stage of my life, because my sole intent is to be able to help somebody. And in order to do that, I have to be brutally honest. So in my 3.5 years of drug addiction, it took a toll on our relationship. It may not seem like a long time, but when you're dealing with a person that's addicted to drug and alcohol, it's almost like a lifetime. So, but thankfully, I turned out to be the person that she had raised me to be. And it was thank you, and thanks to her having a backbone. You know, she raised two teenage boys in the city of Atlanta. My dad was a pretty fair guy, but he didn't know how to hold down a relationship in a marriage. And so finally she got enough of it, and she took us at the ages, my brother was 11 and I was 15, and we moved to Atlanta. And in that is when all the vices in my life start to come to a realization. She actually found a way to stand up to us. Now, my mother was really, really kind of special. She had to take on the role of adulthood real early in life. Her mother was a domestic worker. She had a younger sister, and her daddy was a gardener for these white folks that live in Midtown Atlanta, and they lived in the garage house in the back. Well, her father died when she was 14, and immediately she had to step up and be the man when it comes to bringing in the income. Again, her mother was a domestic worker, and that was all that she knew. She worked for the folks that where they lived. But so the impact that she had in my life was to show that you can be courageous and you can still keep your blackness. She was very strict on knowing who you are, regardless of whom somebody else might say negative things about you. That did not matter. She was very keen on the fact that there's no such word as you can't do it. She did not play that, and that was not even a word. A can't wasn't, it's not even a word. That was her saying. And she's one of them. I want to tell you a quick story. When my brother was a teenager and he had started, his grades had started to fall in high school. So the counselor called her and to tell her that he was slacking in school. So she had grounded him. And so the weekend rolled around, and he and his friends were getting ready to go out and party. And so she met him at the door. And she said, where are you going? And he proceeded to say, "Well, Mom, you know, we'll be just going out for a little while. I'll be back," and this, that, and other. And she would tell him, "Well, you know, you can't go anywhere because you're grounded, you know." And he went on to say, "Well, Mom, you know, I'll be back in a little bit." And he made efforts to go about his business out the door. And she told him, "If you go out that door, I'm going to shoot you in the back."
Wow.
And so as years passed, we laughed about that, and we joked about that. And I asked her one day, I said, "Mama, would you really have shot him?" And she said, "No, but I couldn't let him know that." You see? So that's how serious this thing is when it comes down to parenting. You know, and she had two boys by herself. And I'm getting a little steamy out now, so I'm going to go to my other two person that has been a major influence in my life. I want to go back to the old school. And when you sent a text, Jane, one person really came to mind really fast, and that was Miss Rosa Parks. Because had it not been for her, the movement that we enjoy and have enjoyed over the past 50 years probably never would have got off the ground. The fact that she denied an entity that was hell-bent on controlling everything around them. Can you imagine the other people on that bus, especially the other black people on that bus, when she told that man that she wasn't going to give up that seat?
Uh-huh.
They were probably petrified. They probably said, "Damn, they're going to drag her ass off the bus and beat the crap out of her. She might even get hung."
Really?
And so, but she stood her ground. She got arrested, but she stood her ground. All right. The next person I want to give major kudos to is Dr. Martin Luther King and his wife, Coretta Scott King. Because to me, Dr. King kind of took on the same role that Jesus took on. Not to say that he thought he was the Christ, but he took on a role that he knew at the end that he might not make
it. Amen.
But he pressed on still. He pressed on still because I think he must have said, and I know his wife had to say the same thing, "It's your time. And if you're going to do it, who else is going to do it?"
Mm-hmm.
And to his credit, who else has done it? So, you know, go back in the encyclopedias or go on YouTube or whatever and look at Mrs. King's face at the funeral, sitting there in church, holding her two babies. She had to have known that this was going to come to this. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because somebody had to do it. And so this is why I come on your show, to remind us. And, you know, we people of age, we know what time it is. But we have to encourage the younger folk to go back and know why we used to be colored people. Then we graduated to being, then we graduated to be Negroes. And then that idea was snuffed away from us, and we became black. And now, in modern time, we have evolved and have become African Americans. So it is important to know how to keep moving and keep moving forward. And my last person that I want to give big kudos to is Harriet Tubman, the lady that was instrumental in making sure that the Underground Railroad kept going. Because black people had got complacent as being colored folk and being on the farm doing that work. And she had to tell them, "Look, there's something better than this.
Amen.
Get up, get out, and do something with yourself." And so, you know, we can get stuck on Donald Trump crap and anybody else crap. But this is just a phase. And so your show, and Regina, I want to thank you about what you said about being, the lady said, to be patient with your child. I'm going home, and I'm going to implement that and express that to my wife, because what you said, if you don't do it, who else is going to do it?
Amen.
You know? So when we leave this world, we want to make sure to put a good impression on our time here on earth. So when we long
Amen.
Gone, they still going to think about us right here on Love, yeah. Thought, and Reflection and the things that we did on this show. Thank you, folks.
Amen.
Okay. All right. All right. You know, it's so important that we know the role we play and the role that other plays in our lives. When I heard that story you said about your mother, I so vividly remember the tough love my mother gave me. I remember once my mother was beating me for something I had done, and rightfully so. I can't remember what it was, but I refused to cry. And while she was spanking me, she said to me, "Oh, you're a man now, and you're not going to cry." She said, "Well, you're going to cry today." And I know that had a policeman heard that or somebody, they'd say that was abuse. But what she was trying to do was make sure that I realized that she was large and in charge, and that she wasn't going to allow me to be out there embarrassing her. Now, I can't remember
Amen.
What it was I did, but I can remember that whip. Andre, it's your turn now. Can you share with us, you know, people you've known who've inspired you or who made a difference in your life that you want to share their name with the world?
Well, let me start by saying thank you for allowing this format. How wonderful. And thanks to everyone who have mentioned something previously. You're opening up and you're sharing, and you can tell how genuine and passionate you are about that. And I just think that's a blessing because it allows us to get to know each other better, and yet we carry on whatever values that we heard tonight. There's so many people who have impacted my life, and I think I'm just going to start from within, as Joyce had mentioned, and start with my mom and my dad. And I'm so thankful for them. And so many instances, they instilled values. And then from my mom and dad, I have to say to each of my siblings, have helped to mold me in a different way. And for that, I'm thankful. We were a family of nine children, six girls and three boys. And of that nine, I'm number eight. So I came in towards the end. I'm the baby girl, but I have a brother that's younger. So all my brothers and sisters above me impacted my life, and even my younger brother underneath me impacted my life. And there are so many scenarios when I could say something that each one impacted me in a different way, because everybody have a different gift. So I would then go on to say that their children also are impacting me. And while they may be younger, just to be able to see some of the things that they're doing and what they're capable of doing, it is just wonderful, and it's just a blessing. And I pride myself on being a good auntie. And Joyce vouched for it that I kind of manipulate and influence, because from them being a baby, I teach them that I'm their favorite auntie. No matter what nobody else tells them, they need to know that I'm their favorite auntie. And so it goes from generation to generation. And on the serious side, they teach me so much, because it's important that we carry on our family values from one generation to the next. And as each of you have demonstrated examples of how family or special people have made a difference to you. The one person, if I was to call out anyone's name, I would have to say that that would be my son. I'm so thankful for Andre Lawrence Lewis. And I was a young mother and not necessarily prepared to be a parent. And he has taught me so much. First of all, my family will probably say that they can vouch for me knowing the power of prayer. Well, Andre helped me to learn the power of prayer. And while my dad was an excellent example of a Christian man, and we lived and was raised in a Christian home, it's not until you build that relationship for yourself and you know for yourself that many a days and nights that I was on my knees praying for my son. And through that transition and through that journey, we have established a relationship. I now know that he knows God as his personal Savior, and he has given me a grandson. And again, it just goes to show that not only did my parents instill and touch my life in such a special way, and I could give so many examples, but yet, you know, my siblings, which are equal to me, and then my nieces and nephew underneath me, and then my son, and then the next generation. All I can say is that we are blessed, and I do know that the Lord stated that he has a good plan for us. He knows that plan, and I'm so thankful that he created each of us and put us in the right situations so that we can be able to share today of how so many people are touching our lives, and for that I'm so thankful. And words can't really just articulate how thankful I am and how blessed and how so many people that cross my path impact me in different ways. This show, for one, let me just say each of you have impacted my life because you're sharing and you're giving from your heart what you feel. That's a gift, and I receive that, and thank you so very much.
You know, it's so important for us to realize, you know, the statement that says, no man is an island. No man lives only unto himself. We are created by those around us, those that we allow their influence to influence us and to grow within us. And we birth those values from the seeds they're placed within us. And I have to tell you that there were two men in my life who may never truly understand the role they played. That was Father Pender and Al Rogers, Coach Al Rogers. And Coach Al Rogers and Father Pender played a major role in my life because they always had time. Anytime I passed by them, they had time to talk to me. Even as an adult, they still have time to talk to me. Father Pender married me when I first got married, and Al Rogers, to this day, I don't drive by his house without speaking or talking to him. And they just were major role models for me. I never saw a time when I saw them that I felt they didn't display anything but wholesomeness as men. Now, we all men have shortcomings, but I'm saying to you, but I never saw a moment when they were in the neighborhood that they were not upstanding gentlemen. And that's why I want to be an upstanding gentleman. I want to always be seen as someone who did the right thing at the right time. And it's important that we recognize those people who instill in us the qualities that we have that take us forward so that we be upstanding individuals and that we are able to overcome the obstacles that lay in our path. I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back and finish our discussion.
One come true, something no one else had ever found.
a way to do. I've kept the memory one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again.
Encourage all of you out there in the sound of my voice to visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. Look around and email me at djames82@aol.com. Let me know what you think. And I want you to be a part of our radio show. I want you to make an effort to schedule the show as often as you can so your voice can be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. I'm going to go back to Kathy because Kathy was the only one who only gave us one name. And, Kathy, I know that there are a lot more people who played a major role in your life or people who you met who've inspired you. So I want to give you another opportunity to share those names with us and give those people a shout-out. And, again, this will be one of many nights that we will do this on the show. So I want to encourage all of you to make your list so we can continue our efforts to give people the honor they deserve. Kathy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are multiple people, but she stood out when, as you were talking, I mean, my mom as well, you know, just to see her taking on two jobs, you know, to raise six children by herself, that she has a double stamp on my wall, along with my sister, who I admire and look up to and always call when I need an answer on something that I'm having a difficulty with. But there are just so many people. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And when I was thinking, I wasn't thinking about people that actually impacted me, but I was thinking about people that impact the world, so I was trying to focus on that. But I think I did hear you say that we're going to talk about this for a couple of days. So, you know, as the day goes on, then I'm going to just go into my memory bank and pull out some of my teachers. You know, in the fifth grade, I had a teacher, Miss Anderson. She was just so special, and she always spoke into my life and told me, "What, you know, that you're going to be something, Kathy, and, you know, I just see in your eyes that you're going to be a very special young lady." And, you know, when people tell you those things, you think about, oh, wow, what could they be talking about? I'm going to be a special young lady. How can she see that far in advance? You know, not saying that I'm special, but I just want to give back what was given to me when I was younger. That's why when I see young people, when I talk to them, I always want to encourage them and let them know, you know, that there's something special for you. I don't know exactly what it is, but there is something special for you and for you to look for the good in everything. And there are going to be bad times in your life. That's just part of the journey. You're going to have some obstacles, but jump over those obstacles. Walk around those obstacles. Sit on that obstacle for a minute if you have to, but continue on. So, again, maybe tomorrow, or if you bring it up again, I'll go into my memoir to bring out some of those people from school, from when I was in the service, when I'm my classes, or when I worked in the gym. Because there are a lot of people that touched my life. I can think about this minister that, you know, came and she used to pray over me all the time. And I was like, what in the world is this lady doing? You know, but every time she saw me, she would lay her hands on me and just begin to pray over my life. And I just see the fruits of the labor of her prayers now, today, you know, because everything that she poured in is coming up slowly from the bottom of my feet all the way out to the other people, you know. And I'm just so grateful for the people that God did allow to come into my life, the people he did allow to cross my path. I am thankful for those people and even the bad people that were in my life, the people who I walked on the side of and we did bad things, because if I didn't have the bad things, how would I be able to appreciate the good things that has happened and that God has showed me, you know? So I'm thankful for you twisting this around and pulling it out that way, because it does make you think, you know, because I am where I am today, it's not because of anything I did, but it's because of the Lord, first of all, and the people he allowed to place in my path.
And again, this is an opportunity for us to talk about all kinds of different people and give a shout out to those people who won't be found in any textbooks, but who deserve to have their name heard over the airways so that people recognize and understand that we have a tremendous purpose, a tremendous responsibility, that we have to be a major force in the lives of others. And everything we say and do has the opportunity to have a positive impact on the people who see us and hear us. And we need to give a shout-out to those people who took the time to speak success in our lives and speak positive dreams and reinforcement in our existence. Joyce, do you have any additional things you'd like to share with us this evening?
Well, I would like to say that growing up, you emulate too, and I cannot thank your parents enough for that. And I have to go back to another thing that my sister did too, that maybe not. She got me involved in the community NAACP. So I have to give, that was my first time meeting Reverend Jesse Jackson. And at that time, he was with PUSH, Operation PUSH. I was so young at that time, and my sister I had me to volunteer with so many people at that church, and this was in Minneapolis at the time. Andrew Jackson was with Reverend Jackson, and I really didn't too much understand, but that was her way of teaching me, get involved. But one thing that I liked about both of them, because they had the mic and they were the front and center, but he came around and recognized all of us young people who was there. We didn't think that we were important, but he gave us credit too for being there, because that's where we start out, you know, as we was just as important as him being there on his platform. So we got to reach back, We got to bring our kids along with us. And one thing we talked about yesterday is that what can we do for our young people? You know, when we look at this and how people talk about it, actually, you, James, you know, it started in the school, you know, the people, those influences. So hopefully we can get those type of educators back to thinking and making our kids think positive as to who they are, what they are, and how far that we can go. We have to do a lot of communicating and let them know that you are special, you are somebody. Today, I really hate that we have segregated schools because, and I came from an all-black school, and that all-black school really gave me some positive as to who I am, what I am, and what I can be. You are somebody. You know, you will be somebody. But now I don't think we have that too much in the school system. So that, like Kathy say, when you see a young person, make them feel good about themselves. Show them how special they are and how they can you can see something in them because they got to think it first in order for them to believe it. They got to think it. It has to come inside. So that's all I have to say.
All right. Do you have any other ideas that you want to share with us related to who you inspired you or people that you met that were important people who hold a special place in your life?
Yes, it is, and I do. And if had nobody told you all, I think that you all are awesome. I think that the Fantastic Four are awesome. You know, when they share their experiences and their hopes, I got to tell you that it is a godsend for me. You know, I came across you all by chance. You know, I had this desire in my heart to try to make a difference. For the lack of a better explanation, it's like my the last will and testament, if you will, to try to give back in some kind of way to our young people and people of all races, you know, to where hopefully they can pull something out of what we say or what I say and know that there is better, you know. So if had nobody told you, I'm telling you that what you all do is absolutely awesome. You know, I just heard Kathy say something about, you know, encouraging everybody, just encouraging people that you can. And, you know, James, I do want to reiterate that my mother made me, show me how to be the gentleman that I am. She taught me and explained to me why it was so important to respect women. And she also taught me how to interact and be a part of having the aptitude to work well with people and not to be so jumpy when you come around people, how to relax and, you know, just work well with people. And so she was a cosmetologist, and so she knew well on how to interact with people. And I have adopted that in my life. So all those things that I've learned from her has done well for me in my life. And I just want to tell you all that I really think big of you all, and just thanks for letting me share that.
All right, we're going to take another short break, and we're going to come back and end the show. So pull together your final thought.
My heart is filled with joy that can't be described. Your presence has driven my passion to a place I am unable to return. Now my life is filled with the happiness of our days to come. I now seek to recreate the love you have given me so that you will know the unlimited source of joy you have provided in my spirit. My days and nights will be spent trying to insert the same love into your heart. No longer will my days be used to capture that which I already have in you. My life now is focused on showing my gratitude to those who helped to create your wonderful spirit for me. I am the true recipient of the magic within you. The harmony that exists in us will be an example for others to emulate. The enchantment that is in us will be displayed in every step we take. Our journey will be one of pure and perfect love. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My show is on from Sunday to Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 o'clock West Coast Time. It is time for your voice to be heard loud and clear. So please call in at 657-383-0309. It is time to be part of a movement that is using the technology we have to let our voices be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. On my show, your voice will be heard, respected, and appreciated. It is time for us now to take control. Please visit my website, jamestdeshay.com. That is JamesTDeshay.com.
Audrey, what are your final thoughts for today?
That we must remember that we all make a difference. And anytime we interact with someone, let's leave that person, that situation, that issue better than how we found it.
Thank you, Audrey. That is awesome. Joyce, your final thought for today?
I would just like to piggyback on what Audrey said, and that is true. Whoever we meet, just try to make a positive difference in that person's life. Because to me, when you meet someone, it's not by coincidence you was placed in that person's life, placed to meet that person for some reason. So make sure that what you give or what you take away is something positive.
Let me just say this, and I'm going to put Audrey and Joyce on the spot. I would like for you two to share with our audience, you all, the seeds of who you are and who your family is was planted in Mississippi. But will you just give our audience an idea of how far widespread your family is at this time and how many different cities and states are now taking advantage of what was created in Mississippi?
So what, you want me to?
Yes, go ahead. Take the lead, Audrey.
Okay. I'll start with my mother, who, again, we just celebrated her 98th birthday on February the 4th, and we give praise and glory for that. She resides in Winter Haven, Florida, along with one of my sisters. And in Winter Haven, I also have a niece in her family. My oldest sister, which Joyce mentioned, lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, her and her husband. And then my sister that is deceased, she has a son that lives outside the suburbs of Meridian, Mississippi. And he has children that live in Alabama. And then I have a sister that lives in Virginia, and her husband and her family, and her descendants live in South Carolina, and also in the Washington, D.C. area. and one of her sons just recently, not long ago, moved from California. Then, of course, Joyce resides in Arizona with her husband, and she have a son that resides in Kingman, Arizona, and then she have a son and his family that lives in Nebraska, and his children are in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And then I have my sister that lives in Winter Haven that I mentioned, but her son lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then his children resides on the outskirts of the Twin Cities. And then I live in Lakeland, Florida. And my son is residing in Crossroads, Texas, right outside of Dallas. Our youngest brother lives in Melbourne, and he has his family there. And then his daughter and family lives in Palm Bay. And again, we have grandchildren, and those are immediate members. So as you can see, we are across the United States, and we have members that have gone internationally. But again, to your point, what started out in Meridian, Mississippi, has extended, and many lives have been touched and are being touched.
You know, that's what's important. You know, we have to reach beyond ourselves, and the seeds that are planted years and years ago are now coming forth and having value and meaning to all over the country. And I want to say that this is what this show is about. Thoughts, love, and reflection is an opportunity for us to even plant even more seeds and to share our values and our morals and our thoughts all over with people all over the country. And for people all over the country to call in and give us more insight than the insight that we have. We don't have all
and
the answers. We don't
James,
have
I'm
all
sorry,
the answers. Go ahead,
James. Let me not be neglecting of my brother, who's named after my father, who still reside in Meridian. So I wanted to make sure I was trying to go down the line, and I wanted to make sure I acknowledged him because he's named after my father, and he reside in Meridian. And I say that for a reason, because we're blessed that my father has a baseball field that's named after him, a concession stand. He was a major contributor in a black golf tournament that we have there, and that's not heard of in a black family in Mississippi. And I could go on, and I say that because to this day, you know, the legacy continued to impact others.
And that's what's so important. We need to know that we have to impact this world, and we have to allow others the opportunity to impact us. And even though we have made strides to be who we are, we still have to remain open to learning and becoming even greater. Dee, your final word. Did I give you an opportunity, Dee, to give your final word?
You did, James. I just want to let you know that I love y'all's show, man. I love the show, and I really appreciate you all as a group. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Kathy, your final word.
I love y'all. I love every one of y'all. And I'm praying for you guys. That's my final word.
Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you, Kathy. Kathy, we love you too.
Absolutely.
Guys, I just want you to know that
Regina, we love you too.
It is so important. It is so important for us to have purpose and to live in our purpose and to have the opportunity to share our thoughts and our beliefs. I believe what my mom taught me and what my father taught me and what they planted within my spirit needs to be shared with as many people as I possibly can. And I want you to know when I say to you that my father wasn't the greatest husband in the world, but he was the greatest father in the world, I want you to know that that is not slighting him. See, everybody can't be everything, but I appreciate what he was for me, despite what his shortcomings might have been. Because I could not be all of who I am without his spirit within me. And it goes
Amen.
Without saying, my mom was just a rock. And when I share your stories of how she disciplined me, know that I mean it out of love. She never stopped loving me, caring for me, and creating an opportunity for to be who I am. And even after their death, I seek not to embarrass their name. And I want all of us to have the opportunity to share our stories, to share our experiences, and to share our opinions with the world so that we can make a difference that goes beyond ourselves. So I want to encourage those of you out there to come spend time with us 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 o'clock West Coast Time. We are doing something that is going to make a difference. We are doing something that is going to have value, not only now, but in the future. So please come be a part of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections as we seek to make a difference in our world. And we will not apologize for what it is we need to say and how we have to say it to make sure that people fully understand who we are. Take care, everybody.
Just a thought, January 30th, 2017. I am a Democrat. I will be a Democrat beyond the existence of my physical being. I am a liberal because living in the past does not work for those that I serve. I believe in liberal causes because as I better understand the world, I understand the need for change. I live to honor humanity, to serve people who seem unable to grasp the life we should all have. I see the inequity of treatment and desire to see it abolished. The need for the blind to see has never been more necessary. Those who fight for the status quo cling to an era that turns the invisible visible. Embracing wrong can never give one a positive result. The fight for the weak can never be seen as embracing the defeat. We have to rectify the issues that are created by the human trait of racism and supremacy. My God is the creator of all things and the maker of humanity. My view of the world is in line with my purpose as a Democrat. I will not be ashamed of my love for people and the fight to make life equal. We all deserve better opportunities to learn and the chance to live life free of infirmities. We deserve to live free of the creation of Donald Trump. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. The show is brought to you 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. We no longer can reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we be out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and the future. This show has been established for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. please visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay. I look forward to you writing to me at djames82@aol.com. That's djames82@aol.com. Let me know what issues you would like to address on my radio show.